clarity. God, we just believe that Jesus himself even said that it was a good thing that he left so that the Holy Spirit could come, because he would be our helper and he would be the one to bring us wisdom and peace and understanding. So Holy Spirit, we just ask today that you would help our minds to see clearly everything that we need to see. We appreciate it so much. In Jesus' name, amen. Cool. So good stuff. Last week, I thought there was some amazing points that Pastor Lynn brought out, and I'll try to touch on a couple of those as well, because for me, I thought it's stuff that we just need to be reminded about, and some of the stuff was probably even new to some people. I loved the concept of the hospital. Y'all remember that concept? Pastor Lynn brought out the concept, the idea that the church should be like a hospital, that when we come in here, we're a bunch of people who are trying to get healthier. Right? We're a bunch of people who none of us are perfect. None of us are 100%. We've given our heart to the Lord, right? We've given our spirit to the Lord, if you will. And so he's come in, he's made us a new creation. How many know that we still live life and we still have a soul? And so our thoughts are still there. Our mind is still there, right? And we still have to deal with our flesh. We still have to deal with just everyday life relationships. Those things don't just become perfect all of a sudden because we're saved, right? Now we have to walk out what we believe. And so when it comes to our flesh, when it comes to those parts of our life that we have to get better at, how many of you guys know we're the body of Christ? We do it together. And so many times we've seen problems with it. I guarantee there's people in here who have been hurt by other people inside the church, right? And why is that? Because we're still people, right? Because we still have a soul and because we still have to get some stuff under control. And so I just love that concept that we're the body of Christ. And as the body of Christ, man, let's just continue to get healthy together, right? I'm not any sicker than you, and I'm not any healthier than you. That's not the way we look at it. We approach it that, hey, we just want to come alongside each other as a hospital would do, and we just want to love on each other and help each other through it. And when you come at it from that perspective, you know what, man, someone's going to say something still ugly to you, right? But ultimately, we can look at each other and say, you know what, we're sick, and we can get better together, and we can love each other together, and we can grow together. And I just love that concept. So not really in my notes at all, but I loved that, and I think it's something to ponder more, something that I'm sure Pastor Lynn's going to talk more about in the future, but just encourage you in that. So a couple of scriptures that we're going to continue to read week after week. Matthew 12:35 says, a good man out of the good treasures in his heart brings forth good things. Proverbs 4:23 says, above all else, guard your heart, for it affects everything you do. You guys know it's important to guard your heart, right? On Wednesday night, I talked about guarding our heart is really what I talked about. I talked about guarding our mind and that our mind and our thoughts are so important. The thoughts of our life will determine the directions of where we're going to go, right? Whatever thoughts come in are going to determine the decisions that I'm going to make, going to determine what I'm going to do in life. And how many of you know that we have an enemy out there who is trying to get inside your thoughts? Right? So he's going to do whatever he can to speak inside your life and to help you make decisions that he wants you to make, right? So that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about an orphan's heart. We're talking, what is the heart? Just to remind us, the heart is our soul and our spirit, right? Our heart is that part of our life that, okay, so we come and we give our heart to Christ. Does that mean that we're completely changed? No, our spirit's changed, right? The Bible says that behold, all things have passed away, and behold, all things become new when we give our hearts to him. But that's talking about our spirit, man. So now we still have this soul that we got to deal with, and we have this spirit that we need to strengthen, right? Does this make sense to everyone? So we're going to be talking today about the condition of our heart, amen? All of us have different things in our lives that we would love to see changed, right? Some people would like a better job. Some people want more finances, right? Some people want just, I get it. There's things in my life that I would love to change, okay? So I'm not standing up here saying it's bad to change. We need to change. We want to change. We want to grow. We want to get better in life. But sometimes we see these outward things in our life that we want to change. And the problem is we're looking at the wrong thing to change, right? One of the things that I encourage people, sometimes people will come into my office and they're getting ready to leave their spouse or whatever, and I'm just going to tell them point blank every time, no matter where you go, you're going to go there. And that's a goofy statement, but ultimately, you're going to take yourself with you. And so what that means is the situations that you live in time after time after time, and Pastor Lynn alluded to this last week, he talked about how that, man, maybe you go from one job to another to another to another, or one church to another to another to another, and everywhere you go, your boss is a jerk, and everywhere you go, people are hurting you, and everything that you're doing, people are out to get you. I get it. You know what? There are some mean people out there, but could it be that the condition of our heart is in such a spot that maybe we get hurt easily, or maybe someone, you know, whatever that is in our lives, the condition of our heart, we need to check that in our life, because wherever we're going, we are going to take those scenarios with us, because our emotional realm, our soul is going to follow us wherever we go, right? And so no matter what we're looking at, whether if we want healthier bodies or healthier finances or healthier jobs or healthier relationships, we're never going to experience change in life until we change. I believe that 100%. I say this to couples all the time. If you want your spouse to change, do not try to change them. Change you. It's amazing what happens when we make a commitment in our life that I'm going to change. The whole world starts to change. The jerks around us, they begin to get nicer. It's crazier how it works. I don't understand it. I don't get it. But it's a principle within the Word of God that when we get better, the world gets better. And I love that principle. So if we're going to be trying to look at the grass on the other side, hey, instead of looking at the grass on the other side, hey, let's look at our own grass. You know, our grass can get greener. You know that? Our grass can get better. I love that idea that I could put some fertilizer on my lawn and my grass can get a little greener. I've used this example before, but my neighbor next door to me probably works in their yard like 6 hours, 7 hours a day. I can't do that. I just don't understand it. But I can sit here and complain all day long about the dandelions in my yard, right? And look over at their lawn and just think about how pretty and pristine and awesome their lawn is. But you know what? In my own life, I could do a little better, right? I could go and I could make my grass greener. So instead of looking outward at all of the situations and wanting our circumstances to change all the time, I encourage you, just test me on this. And I'll even say test God on this, right? Change your life, examine your heart, and things are going to start getting better in your life. Amen? We try to blame people and the government and our boss and our spouse, and we even blame God, right? Pastor Lynn talked about that a little bit last week, that we see these scenarios that are just not changing, and God, why are you not doing something? And I believe God's saying, man, I've already done it. You just got to begin to live it. You just got to begin to change and to see what I see, and things are going to begin to change in your life. Pastor Lynn says this. He says, you can change your external physical world, but the condition of your heart is not changed by the things around you. It's accomplished by changing what is in you. Amen. Your heart, when your heart changes, life begins to change. Things around you begin to change. Life begins to get prettier. Life begins to get greener, because what you're looking through, the spectrum of your eyes, if you will, what you're seeing, all comes from your heart. And if your heart's not in the right spot, you're going to be seeing not right stuff. If your heart is seeing negative, you're going to be seeing negative everywhere you go, right? I want to be a person who sees positive. I can be very pessimistic. I can be a person who sees all the details, pretty detailed person. And so I can see the details and I can see what's wrong with everything. And what I want to make sure is that in my heart, I want to be seeing clearly. Maybe I still see the details, but I want to see clearly the things that are God things. Amen? Pastor Lynn talked last week about how we are a spirit, we have a soul, and we live in a body, right? So we get saved, and I've already kind of said this a little bit, but we get saved and our spirit man is 100% clean and renewed and a new man. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Praise God. We're going to go to heaven. Amen? We're going to live eternity with Jesus Christ, and it's going to be awesome. But now we're here on earth, and I've got another 60 years ahead of me or more, right? And so I look at that, and I go, I don't want to live the next 60 years of my life in junk, right? I don't want to live the next 60-plus years of my life just kind of getting along and just wishing that I was in heaven. Just wishing that, can't wait for Jesus to come. Yeah, okay, cool. I can't wait to see Jesus, but I can wait a little bit longer. You know what I mean by that? Because ultimately, he has a plan for you here on earth. And so it's his will that you are here. It's his will that you live a great life. And why is that? Well, number one, because he loves you. Number two, because he's got some stuff for you to do. And you can't do that with a heart that's unhealthy. So we're going to talk about healthy heart today. We're going to talk about transforming our heart a little bit. Do you know that according to the CDC, Center for Disease Control and Prevention, one out of every four people who die every year in the U.S., it has something to do with their heart. It's heart disease related or something like that. Do you know that 100% of people who die, their heart stops? Okay. Some of you will get that in like 2 seconds. There you go. But problems in the heart cause problems in every other area of our life. Amen? And a heart that has a problem can go unnoticed for a very long time. You can have issues within your heart and just very slowly begin to see problems in your life. Very slowly begin to see that, you know, okay, I'm getting a little bit tired, or I just can't do what I used to be able to do. And cool, so you're getting older, and that's great. We're all getting older in life. That's good. If you're getting younger, then share your secret, because everyone in the world wants to know about it. But for us who are getting older, right, in life, there's going to be problems that will come in your life that can cause issues. And so there's these little deals that happen within our heart. Everyone has this to a point to where these little blockages begin to take place, right? These little blockages within our arteries and the things that we eat and the things that we do, our heart begins to get less healthy. And over time, we just get tireder. And over time, we just get a little bit less, and we just can't do a little bit more, right? And so the same holds true when it comes to the hearts of people on a spiritual level and on a soul level, right? Things that go unnoticed year after year after year can end up killing you, right? If you allow things into your life that just slowly creep in, that just slowly begin to block those parts of your heart, you know what? Your heart begins to slowly get weaker and less healthy on a spiritual level, on a soul level, on a physical level. All of these things apply across the board. So I want to just talk for a little bit about our heart today, that number one, the number one step to getting our heart on a road of health and of healing is to examine our heart. Amen. If you don't know there's a problem, you're never going to be able to fix it. Am I right? If you don't know there's an issue, you're going to have issues in life. 1 Corinthians 11:28 says, "For a man to examine himself." I'm going to put woman in there as well for people to examine themselves, okay? So every time we take communion, we talk about this. We talk about, let's examine our hearts. Let's make sure that we're in the right spot. Paul actually talks about how that there's many people who are sick and dying prematurely among you because you haven't examined your heart. So on a spiritual level, on the principle of our soul, I just encourage us, let's examine our heart, because there may be issues in your life that you don't even know about. Right? And you know that lots of times it's very easy to see issues in other people's lives. I'm really, really good at spotting problems that other people have. So I can point my finger really, really easily. You have an issue, right? But I'm good to go. In our own lives, we've got to get good at examining our own heart, at examining ourselves. We've got to get good. I think people are absolutely horrible at self-examination most of the time. Right? We need to stop examining our spouse, right? There's a big statement for some of you out there. We need to stop examining our spouse. We need to start examining ourselves. How are we doing in life? How is our heart? Is our heart healthy? Are we on a good track? Are we doing what's right? Right? You know, many people live every day with problems with their heart and don't even know about it, right? Until the heart attack comes. Until the problem comes, until all of a sudden we realize, wow, I'm about to die, right? I don't want to get there on a spiritual level. I want to be at the spot to where I recognize these things before the spiritual heart attack ever comes, if you will, okay? Confusion, hurts, bitterness, discord, anxiety, worry, inferiority, all of these kinds of things. You might look at them, and they may not be something that they're going to take you out like that. It's not going to be something like you just got shot in the heart, right? But they're little things that you allow to creep into your life. And as you allow them to come into your life, they slowly begin to clog your arteries. They slowly begin to make your heart less healthy. They slowly begin to cause these issues in your life. So we have to examine our heart. We have to make commitments that bitterness, that worry, that strife, that anger, that these things that, yeah, maybe you're not even sinning right off the bat. Sometimes it doesn't even have to do with sin. Sometimes it can just be stuff that's just getting us off track a little bit. Stuff that's just getting us off focus a little bit, right? When we think of spiritual things, some people just say, well, I'm good. You know, I don't sin all the time. I don't just go and do all of these huge, I don't go murder people, right? I'm not just, okay. So what I'm encouraging us to do is let's check our heart in the areas of our life that, you know, man, maybe we just allow bitterness to come in. Maybe we just allow little bits of anger to just grow on the inside of us. And before you know it, what's going to end up taking place is those little things that we allow in our lives are going to be big things. And we're going to have to do something drastic to take care of it. So let's examine our heart right now. Amen? All right. Our heart needs to be healthy. In the natural, we can have problems all throughout our body and live with it. And you guys know that if your wrist hurts, you can still probably do life okay. If your ankle hurts, maybe you're going to limp around a little bit and you're going to have some issues, right? If your back hurts, man, struggle, and it can cause problems all over the place, but you can still kind of push through it sometimes, and we're going to still live. When your heart stops working, you're going to have some issues, right? When your heart stops working, everything else stops working. And so the scripture we read at the very beginning, that out of the heart, everything happens, right? So we got to check our heart, because we don't want to get to a spot where our heart stops working and all of a sudden we stop working, right? Amen. If your heart is unhealthy, everything becomes unhealthy and stops. An unhealthy heart affects every part of your body. Not being aware of the condition of your heart, many have died and are dying among you, according to what Paul talks about, right? So one of the things, you know, my dad died 10 years ago. In July, it'll be 10 years, and he died of a heart attack. So this thing for me, I just can visualize very, very well what's going on here on a spiritual level and on a physical level. That I think back in the story of my dad passing away, the couple of weeks before that he actually had his heart attack, he had symptoms. Thinking back now, it's the thing that just absolutely drives me nuts is the fact that, you know, we might have been able to prevent some of that kind of stuff from taking place. Because we started seeing these symptoms, and he was just tired, and he was having these problems, and all of these symptoms that you look back and go, duh, stupid. Why didn't he go get checked out? I'm just going to tell all you guys in here, this is not to put down my dad at all, but men, let's check ourselves out, right? I'm just going to talk to the guys for a second. Guys, get yourself checked out. I'm not even talking about on a physical level. I am as well. Let's make sure we're healthy physically. You're no good dead, right? Something that Pastor Lynn says, and I love that statement. You're no good dead. Let's check ourselves out. Let's make sure that physically, spiritually, emotionally, we're checking ourselves. There's nothing more manly than staying alive for your family. Can I say it that way? Okay. Yeah. Nothing more manly than staying alive for your family and being a dad to your kids, okay? But what I'm going to say here as well is that in those symptoms, when you begin to see symptoms, get it figured out. Don't just say, I'm going to push through it. Don't just say, man, I can do this on my own, because you can't do it on your own. You are not immortal when it comes to the things of this, right? So I just encourage us, guys, let's make sure we are examining ourselves. Examine your heart. Right? Because out of your heart, everything comes from there. Physically, spiritually, emotionally, you are no good dead. Examine our hearts. One of the things we need to examine our heart for is cholesterol. There's a physical level, okay? Cholesterol can build up little by little in our heart. Same thing on a spiritual level. There's little things that we allow in. I'm just going to stop on bitterness for 1 second. You guys know that bitterness is one of those, I'm just going to say, one of the main killers of a Christian. Right? Of a Christian's heart is bitterness, allowing the little things in life to come in and to begin to grow. That person said that about me, and I'm just going to shrug it off, and I'm not going to deal with it because it's not that big of a deal. But how many of you guys know, I remember it was a couple of years ago at Women's Conference, and I was doing sound. I don't even remember who it was that was talking about. They were talking about unforgiveness and forgiveness. I don't even remember who it was, but I'm going to talk about that person anyway. And they were talking about forgiveness and how when it comes to forgiveness in our lives, many people live life with this idea that I'm a forgiving person. I forgive people. But how many of you guys know that there's probably for every single person in this room, there's probably someone in your life that when their name comes out, something on the inside, it just turns your gut. right? There's something that just kind of, just not right. And I would almost guarantee for every person in this room, there's someone in your life that you deal with on that level, that they said something to you, that they hurt you, that they did something to you, and there's bitterness that's grown on the inside of you. And you might say, well, I'm good to go. I'm never around them. You know, I encourage you, get those things worked out. Get those things dealt with. Because if you consistently in your life hear a person's name or think about a situation or a circumstance, and you just continue to get that ugh feeling on the inside of you, you know what? Your heart's not as healthy as you think it is. I'll say it that way. Every one of us can get healthy in our heart. And Jesus himself says that we have to forgive to be forgiven. And I'm not going on the lines of necessarily forgiveness today, but I just feel like I need to say that for every person in this room, let's not allow bitterness to get inside our heart, because maybe you're not fully all out sinning, but you can get off track pretty easily by allowing those thoughts to roam around and to continue in your life. It affects the direction of your life. It affects the things that you do. It affects the people that you're around. So let's make sure we're examining the cholesterol that's coming in, right? The bitterness that we're allowing in, the anger we're allowing in, the fear we're allowing to come in. Whatever those things are, let's check our brain, right? Let's check our thoughts. Let's make sure that we're guarding our heart, because out of it flows the issues of life. Amen? So let's check ourselves in those things. Maybe someone told you at some point that you just weren't good enough, right? Someone told you at some point you just weren't pretty enough. Whatever those things are, I encourage you, let's get those things taken care of. Because you might look back and say, no, I'm totally through that and I'm past it and I'm good to go. I would just encourage you, if you continue to get those junk feelings every time you think about it, man, our hearts can get healthier. Let's have healthy hearts. Amen? Amen. Cool. Maybe you didn't realize that some of the stuff that you've been through in your life, that just the little things in life that you would look back on, I just encourage us, let's get those things taken care of. Amen? Cool. In our bodies, fat can build up around the heart, right? This is not a good thing. Fat building up around our heart makes our heart not healthy. What does that mean? Again, maybe that's not a sin that you're just sinning all the time, but just allowing distractions to come in, allowing things to take you off track. God has given you something to do in life, right? God has given you vision, and he's given you passion for something. And I encourage you, if there's things that you allow to come in to get you off track of that vision that God's given you in life, man, it's making your heart unhealthy. Let's get those things out of our life, and let's make sure that we're focused on what God has given us to do. Because for a healthy heart to thrive, we've got to be going in the direction that God wants us to go, right? So let's check our heart. Sometimes we don't realize that the things that are building up in our heart, hurts, failures, negative words, right? Building up the cholesterol in our heart. I love that. This is Pastor Lynn's picture, by the way. So I'm just painting a picture with his stuff, and I love it. We think that throughout our lives that lots of times things happen and we just really are not affected. Let's examine ourselves. Let's make sure that our heart is healthy on these levels. Amen? If you're unaware of the condition of your heart, how many of you guys know you're going to have major problems, right? Diet. Diet's a big one. How many of you guys know that what we put into our heart causes our heart to function or to not function, right? So this is the cholesterol side of things. What are we putting into our heart? Is our spiritual diet McDonald's French fries every single day? Don't get me wrong, I love me some McDonald's French fries, okay? But is our spiritual diet McDonald's French fries every single day of our life, right? Is our spiritual diet your Twinkies and your Coke on a spiritual level, on a physical level, right? What does our diet look like? What are we putting into us? Because we know that if you put in the junk time after time after time after time, you might be thinking, I'm good. I'm not feeling anything. I'm good to go. Well, you know what? Little by little, by little by little is how your heart gets unhealthy. Most of the time, again, it's not going to be a gunshot that's going to cause your heart to stop, right? The 1 out of 4 people who die in the United States, it's because their heart has a problem. So I encourage us, let's make sure our heart is healthy, that we're checking to see what we're putting inside of our bodies, right? Have you ever had something just happen in life? Life just blows up and you have no clue why. A situation takes place and it just like slapping you upside the head, and you're like, where did that come from? I didn't see that coming. How many of you guys know that when it comes to a heart attack, that heart attack has been building up and building up and building up, and then it happens? The average person who has a heart attack will tell you to your face, if they make it through it, right, that they never saw it coming. They would have never thought that it would have been them that would have lived through that or that would have had that happen to them. And I believe it's the same thing in our lives when it comes to spiritual principles and when it comes to our soul. That we live life, we live life, we live life, and something happens to us and slaps us upside the head and gets us off track. And we would have never thought that it was going to happen to us. So I'm just continuing to encourage us here. Let's make sure we're examining our heart, that we're recognizing, because things don't just happen. Stuff can happen. I get there are situations that can just hit you out of the blue, but a lot of life is not just going to just come and hit you upside the head. It's things that we can prepare for, and it's things that we can be ready for, right? In our relationships, I encourage us, let's be checking, examining our heart in our relationships, right? Because I'm telling you, the stuff that happens in relationships, sometimes you guys, I'm going to just talk about me here for a second, and I think I'm going to probably relate to a lot of guys in the room today. We can just be idiots sometimes, right? Is it just me? Okay. It's just me. We can be pretty dumb sometimes and just not understand, right, that there's an issue going on because life's just good in our realm, right? I just encourage us, let's examine the situation. Let's examine what's happening in our lives and make sure that life is actually flowing and doing what it's supposed to. Does that make sense to everyone? I just encourage us in that. Guard your heart, for out of it springs forth everything. Matthew 15:18. What comes out of the mouth gets its start in the heart. This is the Message Bible. It's from the heart that we vomit up evil arguments, murderers, adultery, fornication, theft, lies, and cussing. That's what pollutes. Eating or not eating certain foods, washing or not washing your hands, that's neither here nor there. Now, I love this, the way that talks about that. Eating certain foods is going to affect your life, right? So he's painting this picture here as well, that many people, I'll say this, who commit adultery, who are a murderer, who are a thief, they don't grow up at 5 years old saying, I'm going to grow up someday and I'm going to become a thief. They don't say, I'm going to grow up someday and I'm going to go kill someone, right? When you get married to your spouse, you don't have this thing in your mind that I love them, so someday I'm going to go out and I'm going to commit adultery on my spouse, right? That doesn't happen. We don't set out to do these things. These things come because of what we're allowing into our lives. These things come because our heart begins to get unhealthy, because we're eating the wrong stuff, because our diet is not in the right spot. So I encourage us, our diet is so important. What are we eating? Okay, that's number two. Number two, step to getting your heart healthy and on the right track is check your diet. Okay? Check your diet. What are you eating? Physically, what are you eating? Because it's affecting your heart. Spiritually and emotionally, what are you eating? Because it's affecting your heart. What you're allowing into your lives, you might say, well, it's not a big deal. How many of you guys know that I think we are so desensitized these days that we don't even think about what we're allowing into our lives sometimes? Because, well, society's cool with it, so I'm cool with it. Man, let's check. What are we cool with? What are we really cool with? What should we be cool with? What does the Word of God say about it? Because what we're allowing into our lives is affecting our heart. And you might not know it. You might not have a clue that it's causing fat to build up around you spiritually, but it is. It's causing problems in your heart, and you're going to have issues in your life later on that you're going to have to do some major surgery to get fixed, right? So on a spiritual level, let's check the stuff that we're putting inside us. Is it healthy, right? How many of you guys know that certain foods are healthy for you and certain foods are not? That's a new one for some people, I think. But I encourage us, let's make sure that on a spiritual level, on an emotional level, we're putting good stuff inside of us. Philippians 4:8, whatever things are pure, are true, are noble, are just, are lovely, are of good report, if there's anything of virtue, if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. That's the stuff that we need to put inside of us. Many people say, man, I live life and it's just chaos all the time. There's just stuff happening all the time and I just don't have peace. I just don't have hope. I just don't have whatever. Read on in that scripture and it says, then the peace of God will be with you, right? It's when we meditate on these things. It's when we think about good stuff. It's when we think about pure stuff. It's when we think about justice. It's when we think about God stuff, if you will, is when the peace of God can actually come and rule in your heart. That's what we want. We want the peace of God to rule in our heart, right? If we want that, we got to think on the good stuff. We got to think on God's stuff. Or else we're just going to be putting stuff inside of our lives that are going to be taking us off track, making us think about other things, putting us down the road. And before you know it, all of a sudden, our heart's not healthy and we're going to die, right? We don't want that. We need to live. Amen. Some of you might say, you know, I just don't like good tasting food. How do you guys know that good tasting food sometimes takes practice? Okay? Am I right there? Good tasting food takes practice. And on just a scientific level, how many of you guys know that the foods that you eat, you enjoy because you've allowed yourself to enjoy them, right? When it comes to good stuff, how many of you guys know that you might say, man, I just don't like broccoli. Have you really set out to enjoy broccoli? This might be a really weird illustration, but I'm going to throw it out there anyway. Have you really set out to enjoy broccoli? You might say, well, my taste buds just do not do good with broccoli. Okay, well, I just encourage you, your taste buds are only going to do good with what you're allowing into your body anyway. And really, honestly, from a scientific level, you can tell yourself to like food. You can get yourself to enjoy stuff. You can get yourself to on a spiritual level, we'll say it now, you can get yourself to enjoy the Word of God. Some of you might say, man, it's just so boring. I start reading it and I'm asleep before you know it. So when I do it, I read it at 10 o'clock at night so I can go to bed. And I say, okay, so you read it for 5 minutes and you didn't enjoy it. You know what? Eat your broccoli because it's good for you. Can I say it that way? I think we can. Eat your broccoli because it's good for you and it's going to help you to live long and to grow strong and to be able to accomplish what God has for you in your life. So eat your broccoli, right? On a spiritual level, let's read our Bible. It might take us actually practicing. It might take us for more than 5 minutes getting into it and studying the Word of God. It might honestly take us forcing ourselves to do it. Do you force good food down your kids' throats? It's a really bad way of saying that, but I'm going to say it again, kind of like that. Sometimes we have to force our kids to like good foods, right? And I'll say I'm so grateful my kids love good food. They love vegetables. They love fruit. They love those kinds of things. But it's because that's what we eat. That's what we do. We've trained them to enjoy it. We've trained them to like it. They have to eat it. I don't care what they sit down to. If they don't eat the food that's on their plate, they're not going to get anything else. And so we've trained them to come to that spot where, hey, this is what you're going to eat. So on a spiritual level with our kids, what are we training them? What are we giving them? What foods are we feeding our kids? Are we showing them that when we go to bed at night or whatever, that it's important to pray, right? Or are we showing them when we go to bed at night, hey, we're going to do something else. Let's watch a TV show before we go to bed. Not that that's bad. I'm just saying, what are we training our kids to enjoy? What are the foods that we're allowing into our lives? What diet are we training ourselves to enjoy? Right? And we can get to a spot to where we eat less sugar and we eat less things that are going to hurt us. So I'm talking spiritually now, okay? Don't try not to step on anyone's toes anymore when it comes to the food part of things. But really, on a practical, on a real level, what are we putting inside of our bodies? What are we putting inside of us spiritually and emotionally? Because it will be those things that will determine the length of our life and the effectiveness that we have on a spiritual level, on an emotional level, and on a physical level. Amen? So you tried the diet for 5 minutes, right? And it just didn't work for you. It worked for a day. Man, you might have to go a little bit longer. You might have to train yourself to do it a little bit longer, right? Step number three to getting a healthy heart and to getting on the path of health is this: exercise. Exercise daily. Exercise is another one of those things that, okay, everyone knows we need to do it. Everyone knows that we're supposed to be exercising and keeping fit and all those kinds of things. But man, it's practice. You got to do it, right? You've got to do it to the point to where you enjoy doing it. You've got to do it to the point to where you love to do it. So on a physical level, man, if you want to get fit, sitting down on your chair, you're not going to do anything. You're not going to go anywhere, right? But the same thing goes on a spiritual level. If you want to get spiritually fit and you want to get some spiritual muscles, what do you have to do? You got to exercise. You got to follow a process. And we know that in America today, the process that most people want to follow is take the pill, drink the water, see the fat go away, and then life is good, right? They want to take the pill and they want to see the results. I believe spiritually speaking, there's a lot of Christians that live that exact same way, right? We want to live in such a way that, man, when problems come, we just want God to fix it. Rather than, and I'll say I get that as well, but rather than living a process life to where we don't allow some of those things to come in the first place. Right? From a heart level, on a physical level, how many of you guys know that, man, we allow so much stuff into our lives that we get to the spot to where our heart stops working. We got to go get it fixed, right? We got to go to the doctor and we got to get it fixed. And thank God for doctors and thank God for those scenarios. So if you're in a spot where you need a miracle from God, we have a God who performs miracles to this day. We've got the greatest surgeon on earth and he can help you out. And praise God for that. But sometimes we don't have to get there. Sometimes we can guard our heart, right? We can get ourselves in a spot to where our heart is guarded on a spiritual level, and we don't even have to deal with the surgeon. Let's just stay healthy all of our life, right? From a spiritual level, let's make sure what we're putting in, that we're exercising, that we're making sure that our heart is strong on a physical, on a spiritual, on an emotional level. Is our heart strong, right? Are we doing cardio? Are we doing whatever those things look like on a spiritual level? Are we doing it, or are we just expecting to go to the meeting and to get it fixed? I think so many people expect to just go to the meeting, get hands laid on them, and everything's going to be good. And I believe in that, but I also believe in the process that is in the Word of God that says we live the process, we live the life, we do what's right, and God will meet you there, and he will give you what is necessary in your life. Amen? We can't just expect for God to come through in miracles when we haven't done our part. I truly, absolutely believe that. If we're at a spot to where, man, we've done all of these things and we get ourselves in a rut, and now we're asking for God's help, and God, why aren't you coming through? We see that so many times. We get ourselves to a spot, and then we start blaming it on God. This is God's fault. He's not helping me. He's not listening to me. He's not answering our prayer. Well, you've spent 5 minutes exercising that prayer walk, exercising your prayer life, and now you're blaming it on God, right? That's just tough. I get it. But you know what? I encourage us. It takes a process. It takes walking out the spiritual life for our lives to be healthy. It takes us doing the process, walking step by step. Amen? So Christians, let's make sure that we're not looking for the pill, right? Let's make sure that it's not the 3-day fix to my issue, right? I do believe that miracles can take place in your life and things can happen that can set you on a path. But the average person who looks to miracles or looks to whatever, it's just part of this loop and this pattern that takes place in their life, right? The average person who goes and does, I'm going to step on toes for 2 more seconds here. The average person who goes and does a week-long diet, they're going to do 1,000 of those in their life, right? And the reason behind that is because the process isn't taking place. The things aren't taking place in life on a regular basis that need to be done. So I just encourage us on a spiritual level, let's make sure that we're walking out the process, that we're exercising daily, that we're putting the right foods inside of our body, that we're examining our heart and making sure that our heart is healthy, that if these things aren't happening, we're going to be constantly going to the doctor, making sure that our heart is working right, and we're going to have issues. Does that make sense? Okay. Just want to encourage us. Last thing, face reality, okay? It could be a scary thing to go to the doctor. It can be a scary thing to face your problems, to face what's going on in your life. And how many of you guys know that sometimes, and I'm right there with you, man, when you have an issue, I'm just going to push through it. We can do this. I'm too busy. I'm not going to deal with it. We'll deal with it some other time. I encourage us, let's go back to number one for just a second. Face reality, examine your heart. Examine yourself. You're no good dead. Spiritually, emotionally, physically, you can only do things when you're healthy. So let's examine ourselves. Ephesians chapter 5, I love this portion of scripture. We use it for marriages a lot and for relationships. It talks about walking in the light. And I think about this example of when it comes to fighting a battle. How many of you guys know that it is almost impossible to fight a battle in the dark? If you don't know what your enemy looks like, how are you ever going to beat it? Right? If you don't know what you're fighting, what you're up against, how are you ever going to win against it? So figure out, what are you fighting? What are you up against? If we were to turn off the lights in this room and we were just trying to fight with each other, here's a goofy illustration for you. If we were to turn off the lights in the room and we were just swinging around and just flailing everywhere, probably not going to be very effective at hitting each other, okay? Weird illustration, but there you go. I think it paints a picture for you, right? When we see what our enemy looks like, when we know what we're up against, we can fight it in the light. And I just encourage every single person who's in here, I encourage you, when it comes to your relationships and your marriages, fight it in the light. Get some help, right? If you're having issues, don't try to hide things. Don't try to put them aside or put them under the table. Fight it in the light, because I'm telling you, it's so much easier to fight in the light now when it's smaller, when the issues aren't as big, than when all of a sudden the explosion takes place and now you're in the midst of chaos and your heart stops, right? Let's make sure we're examining our heart, that we're checking ourselves. And to do that, it takes us facing a reality, manning up, and going and getting checked. Make sense to everyone? All right, cool. Well, I just want to encourage you today. Wherever you are, this is an encouragement, right? We can get healthier. Our heart can get healthier. We can do something about cholesterol. You know, you can do stuff about cholesterol. It's not the end of the world, right? We can change our health. We can change our life. So let's do something on a spiritual level to fix ourselves, right? And I believe that God is going to get in the midst of that, and you're not on your own. You have the Holy Spirit of God to come alongside you to help walk you through it, and it's not just you. He's going to help you right along the way. Amen? Let's pray.